proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Today we begin a new series on making vows according to the Bible. A vow consists of a solemn assurance to perform a specific undertaking, such as an affirmation to climb a mountain. The term vow could also denote making a commitment to living in a certain condition, which is something that members of certain monastic orders do when they take vows of, say, poverty. Vows are similar to promises, pledges, and contracts, since all four of those things involve making commitments to others. However, there are slight distinctions between the four. A promise refers to a declaration of intent, whose fulfillment might not come about due to adverse circumstances or the inability or unwillingness of the promiser. An example of this can be found in Esther chapter 4, where Haman agreed to pay money into the Persian royal treasury for the extinction of the Jews, a promise which he did not keep due to his execution before the date of that promise took effect. A pledge often involves a person making the offer, giving something of value as security for the recipient of that offer. We see an example of this in Genesis chapter 38, where Jacob's son Judah interacted with Tamar, who he thought was a prostitute. Judah gave Tamar his signet ring, his bracelets, and his staff as a pledge that he would pay her a young goat at a later time. Contracts often define formal agreements between two parties, in which they exchange tangible items or services. One such example can be found in 1 Kings chapter 5, in the agreement made between King Solomon of Israel and King Hiram of Tyre. Hiram agreed to provide Solomon with timber and workmen in exchange for Solomon giving him, Hiram, wheat and oil, in addition to other considerations. From there we turn our attention to vows. The most prominent usage of vows occurred at weddings, which also feature various promises and pledges. Both the bride and the groom make commitments to one another. The bride might promise to love, honor, cherish, and obey a prospective husband. The groom might promise his prospective wife to love, honor, and cherish her. Both parties to the marriage agree never to break its bonds, till death do you part. At many weddings, the exchange of rings accompanies this exchange of vows. The rings thereby serve as pledges, symbolizing the commitment which the newlyweds make to one another. The sanctity of vows constitutes one of the key doctrines taught in the Bible. The scriptures regard the breaking of vows as a heinous offense. The writer of Ecclesiastes 5 declared, quote, "When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed," unquote. The preacher also advised his readers that, quote, "Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldst vow and not pay," unquote. Over the next few sessions of this study, we will look at what the Bible taught about making vows. Our examination will encompass how the Mosaic Law dealt with vows, particularly in connection with the vow to become a Nazarite. We'll also look at Old Testament individuals who made vows, what these vows entailed, and the consequences of these vows. A vow is a serious undertaking according to the Old Testament. It should not be entered into lightly by anyone. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.